What other data sets are out there looking at calcium and magnesium, and kind of how do you put everything together right now in terms of what its potential impact is?
So there's one other really good study about this, and at the same time, the North Central Group was doing a neurotoxicity prevention study in adjuvant therapy. So these were stage 2 and 3 colon cancer patients who were getting FOLFOX, and they were randomized to calcium magnesium the same way we were giving it or placebo. And that study was also stopped early, unfortunately. But with about 50 patients in each arm, they reported again at ASCO this year that the incidence of grade 2 and 3 neurotoxicity by any of three scales, the NCI scale or an oxaliplatin specific scale or another neurotoxicity scale, was about half when you gave calcium magnesium. And this was statistically significant in all the ways they looked at it. So in that particular study, we don't have any response data because it was all adjuvant. And, you know, we may know in a couple of years if there's any difference in relapse rate when you give calcium magnesium in the adjuvant setting, but I think that's highly unlikely. But at the moment, that study also showed that you get much less grade 2 and 3 neurotoxicity with the use of calcium magnesium.